Sounds good. In our ongoing effort to put a smile on every listening face in the state of Arizona, welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're covering the most important topics that we covered in the course of 2013. We're reading those topics we think need to be emphasized and driven home harder and louder and more pronounced than ever to keep you from making mistakes in 2014. So we're playing a little Jeopardy game with all of our listeners. We do have an open line if you'd like to jump in and join us. We'll be playing for, I think we decided at the break that we're going to be playing. The winner will win a $100 dining certificate at their favorite restaurant. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. If you're a regular listener and think you can answer these questions, I'll give you the four categories here in just a minute. We'd love to have you call and participate. We're just having a little fun here. Now, I'm going to give you a tip, folks. I'm going to give you a real easy tip. This is, remember in school when you used to take tests? I mean, when I was in school, there were like three different versions of tests. There were the pop quizzes, which I was always stellar at.
I popped right on out of that room before it started.
Woo! And then there were the essays, right? Okay. But then there were my favorite types of quizzes called the open book tests. Okay. And those came just at the very end of my scholastic career. I wish they would have come a little bit earlier.
I wasn't very good because I'd start reading at page one and I'd only be halfway through the book by the time the test was over.
Well, I want to advise all of you that are currently listening to the show who might want to participate in the Jeopardy game. This is an open book test. All of these answers are on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. The questions come from our archive list of newspaper articles that we publish in the Arizona Republic, the Arizona Daily Star, the Green Valley Dispatch, and the Casa Grande News. So if you're one of the readers of one of those newspapers and you've been reading our articles, chances are you would make a great candidate to join us here. Romy, why don't we run down to Tucson, welcome Rachel into the conversation, and see if we can get her into our little game of Jeopardy.
Hello.
Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
You a regular listener of the show?
I try to be.
Okay. You read our article in the Daily Star?
On occasion.
Okay, we're in there every Sunday. Listen, in our little game of Jeopardy, we have four categories to pick from. Mistakes Arizona homeowners make. Category two, energy conservation. Category three, picking a contractor. And category four, lawn and garden. Each category has a 10, 20, and 30 point equivalent. Where would you like to go first, Rachel?
Mistakes for 10.
Mistakes for 10. Okay. Name the natural resource in Arizona of which we have enough to use, but not enough to waste.
Water.
Good girl, Rachel. Congratulations. That's 10 points for Rachel from Tucson. Where would you like to go from there, Rachel?
Mistakes for 20.
Okay, this is a huge mistake. This mistake is probably one of the most often committed in the entire state of Arizona. Okay, we have a number of years that we recommend in between coats of exterior paint on your home. What is the number of years recommended at Rosie on the House between coats of exterior paint? How long should you wait between repainting your home?
Between 3 and 5 years.
No, I'm sorry, Rachel. That is
every
not...
paint company out there is going, woo, Rachel.
Yeah, baby. not quite, Rachel. We'll be giving all the right answers at the end of the show, so you stay tuned. We appreciate your participation. We appreciate you listening. And we appreciate you reading us in your local newspaper. Thanks a million. I think we have time to bring one more caller in before the bottom of the hour. Let's bring Santo in. We can always extend him into the next break if he's on a run and gets a series of them right. Santo, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Let me repeat the categories one more time here. We've got category one, mistakes Arizona homeowners make. Category number two, energy conservation. Category number three, picking a contractor. And last category, lawn and garden. Each has a 10, 20, and 30-point equivalent. Santo, where would you like to start?
How about Arizonans make a mistake with the...
Mistakes Arizona homeowners make.
Okay.
You have 20 and 30 points available.
Did we lose you?
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay. You have, under that category, you have the 20 and the 30 point.
Oh, okay. Okay, 30 points, we'll see.
Okay, all right. Santo, name the appliance that homeowners neglect the most in spite of the fact it's used every day and is one of the largest utility-consuming appliances in the home.
Refrigerator?
I'm sorry.
Not a bad guess.
Especially in our house over the holidays. Our refrigerator this past week looks like...
Should you just left it open?
We have like a kitchen hoarder's disease. You couldn't... Jennifer, I don't think you could carefully place a carrot in our refrigerator right now.
Nope, we have a backup ice chest as well.
Yeah, not. So what time's lunch?
Yeah, we'll be right back, y'all. Here at Rosie on Now's for more lessons of 2013.